All right, going to be a little bit of a different show today. We're going to spend some time with someone who's been on the show before, but he's an amazing person. We're going to talk about a really important issue and how difficult it is for our veterans, people from the intel community, contractors, etc., people who deploy overseas, patriots who go and fight. It's been countless time. This period has been so much longer. The amount of time that we've been in war since 9/11, in conflict since 9/11, all over the globe, is so different than the traditional wars that we've fought in the past. And it's been really, really hard on our warfighters. So we're going to talk to Justin Sheffield, who's a former SEAL Team 6 member, spent tons of time in the teams, wrote a book, awesome guy. That's all coming up. Starts right now. All right, like I said, guys, we're going to do this a little differently today. It's a different show than the typical one, but hopefully you still enjoy it and get something out of this. Real quick, before we get to kind of setting up what we're going to talk about, talking to Justin, go over to mammothnation.com, guys. Talk about it every day. It's important. It's really important. We got a critical election coming up, and this Discount Conservative Club is making an impact. They are helping. They are on a mission, y'all, to get President Trump reelected. They really mean it. I wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. I'm a lifetime member. I wouldn't be if I didn't believe in it. So go to mammothnation.com. It's $19 a year. And here's what you get. All right. You get tons of awesome discounts, amazing products, wireless, internet, TV, travel, insurance, tons of stuff. You're also, just by joining, automatically entered into the Mammoth Election Day sweepstakes, where you can win amazing prizes, 65-inch Samsung TV, 4K smart TV, Keurig coffee maker, Bose speaker, tons of stuff. And if you sign up as a lifetime member right now, they'll also send you a free Trump flag and a bunch of other goodies. So head on over to mammothnation.com and get involved, folks. You can make a big difference. All right, speaking of making a difference, we're going to do it a little bit different today. And I'm just going to set this up. We'll toss it to a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk with Justin. But a lot of people are pro-military. They're pro-law enforcement, first responders. You have a lot of people who, despite all this stuff that's going on out there with the national anthem and standing for the flag, kneeling for the flag debate, regardless of where you are in that, there's a lot of people who love our military. Even some of the folks, which I take issue with, the folks who say, oh, it's not about the, you know, those who serve, and it's not about the sacrifices if I kneel. I have a different take on that. But for all of you out there who support our military, and some of you get this, but a lot of you don't, it is really this conflict that we've been in since 9/11. It inspired a generation of warriors, men and women in a vast array of jobs and positions that felt the call, wanted to defend this country, wanted to never see something like 9/11 happen, or at least reduce the opportunities for the enemies to do that kind of a thing, to restore security to our country, to keep the enemies across the pond in the Middle East, South Asia, North Africa, what have you. So we spent a lot of time there, and I can tell you on a personal level, and you know this about me, but I deployed over 30 times, upwards of 40, to Afghanistan, Iraq, and the like, serving as an intel officer doing counterterrorism operations. Loved it. Loved everything about it. There's military folks, conventional and special operations, who have deployed multiple times. Special operations, traditionally a lot more because of their cycles and just the workload and the pace that's out there. But my point is so much time is spent overseas. You live in this dark, dangerous world that no one knows about or sees back here. You get snippets of it on the news, but you don't really get it until you get it. You don't understand it till you see it, till you live it. You go over there. You spend this time away from your family, in harm's way, doing whatever your particular job is, all of them not easy. And you were a different person to start with by answering the call to go do this work. Again, whether you're military, intel, whether you were military before the events of 9/11 and then became a contractor, whatever. the service that's in your heart, you're different already. But then you go over there and you see and experience everything and how different it is, and it changes you. Obviously, it doesn't mean that you're completely changed, but it changes you to the point where you see the world in a different way. And this could spider into a gazillion different conversations. We don't have time for that today, but we'll continue to talk about it every once in a while on the show because it's so important, and we're going to do that today. But one of the most difficult things, obviously, there's death. There's people experiencing death. There's awful injuries, loss of limb, all sorts of other stuff, traumatic brain injury, tons of stuff that goes on, PTSD. But one of the components that is really difficult is for people to transition back when you've lived that high-speed, adrenaline-filled life around brothers and sisters who do the same stuff, see the world differently than everyone does back here. And again, to not to blame people back here, how could they? But you've lived such a different world. And then you come back here, whether it's on a break, you know, in between deployments, or whether you're done and you're stepping out of your service and moving on to something because you've chosen to or you're forced to, what you're met with is a world full of people who don't understand you. No one here understands you. Your family does to an extent, but they don't know the secrets and the different stuff that you've done. And again, they can't experience it because they haven't walked in your shoes, but they get it a little bit. But the rest of the world, who's just going on about their lives as they should, has no clue what you've experienced, other than they know, hey, thanks for your service, which is great, and keep saying that to everyone, please. But thanks for your service, and I can't imagine what you've been through. And yes, no, you can't. You're right. But, you know, appreciate those who still say that. But the point is, it's really difficult. And there's lots of groups, thankfully, that have come out and started organizations to help people, whether they're conventional, whether they're soft, whether they're intel, whatever, transition into regular life back here, if you can, whatever you want to call it. Transition into something different, a different role, and so they can be home with their families. But it's tough, and we lose a lot of people. We lose way too many people to suicide, to other awful things. And we lose people who are people. Maybe that doesn't happen, but they're not connected to who they need to be connected to here. They live in isolation, and we kind of lose the best version of them and never get them back. So it's important to have these organizations that see it as a huge problem, and then work with these brave men and women and try and help them be the best version of themselves, and help them have a long, happy, healthy life back here in the States. So when we come back from break here, we're going to talk with an amazing person, former SEAL Team 6 member, Justin Sheffield. He's also an author. We've had him on the show before. He's the author of Mob 6, which describes his journey of training and all this, that, and the other. You should go check it out if you haven't already. You can do it on Amazon.com. Again, it's Mob 6. But we're going to talk to him about an amazing organization that he started to address all these things, All Eagles Oscar. We'll do that on the other side. Well, we've got you real quick. Please be sure to follow us at DrewBerkowitz.com. You can get news commentary there on a daily basis. You can watch the show there. You can do tons of great things there. Also, give us a like or a follow on Facebook, Twitter, Parler, all the usual suspects. You know the drill on social. You can see them down here. If you're listening, you can just go over and search Drew Berkowitz or This Is My Show, whatever, you'll find it. And then also subscribe here on YouTube if you haven't. Share away. Folks, we love doing this. We love bringing the show to you each and every day. And your subscription, your engagement, all of that support goes a long way in helping us to do that. All right, amazing stuff ahead. Great conversation to share with you with Justin. That's all coming up on the other side of the break. Stick around.
Mammoth Nation is the discount club for conservatives. You get great discounts on name brand products and services, and the proceeds help candidates who support the right causes. Plus, the money you save from just one purchase can pay for your entire membership. Liberal Democrats are destroying America, and we can't let Joe Biden be president. It's time to join the fight. Strength in numbers. We give the silent majority a resounding voice. Go to mammothnation.com and let's win this fight together.
Back, folks. told you before, we're going to talk to Justin, and we're going to do that now. Just so you know, in full transparency, this is a pre-recorded segment that we did earlier that we're going to share with you now. I hope you learned something from this. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope that you go support All Eagles Oscar. This was the interview. All right, welcome back, folks. So every once in a while, I'm excited about this because every once in a while we get to sit down and talk about something different than the news, than politics, which is a breath of fresh air for someone who talks about the news and politics on a daily basis. And we get to meet some amazing people, people that come from amazing backgrounds, people who've worked in similar fields to myself and have just done amazing work for this country. And our next guest you've seen before on the show, he's former Navy SEAL Justin Sheffield. He was in SEAL Team 6, spent a good chunk of his time in the teams with Dev Group. He's an author. We've talked about his book, Mob 6. And he joins us again now to talk about an amazing organization, All Eagles Oscar. Justin, good to see you.
Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's fun to see you. It's fun to be talking about this, like I said. You know, it's exciting to get up and get to do what I do on a daily basis now. But it's also depressing because you get up and you get angry because you see all this stuff in the news. And it's like, man, can we just talk about something else? And we're going to do that because, you know, we've talked about your book in the past. We've talked about, you know, getting in the head of Justin Sheffield, getting in the head of what it's like to be a SEAL operator, you know, going through training overseas, the Brotherhood, all this stuff and stuff that you should definitely do. You should check out the book, folks. It's Mob 6. You can go get it on Amazon. You can get it on alleaglesoscar.org, lots of places. Go search it and you'll find it. But this is a nonprofit that helps our nation's warriors deal with their struggles and kind of, you know, whether it's suicidal thoughts, whatever it is, coming back to civilian life, transitioning into a different life. And I think that's so important because I can tell you, we had different jobs. We probably know a lot of the same people and you know, worked and did some stuff that cross-pollinated with each other. But I can tell you, coming back after deploying for long over a decade, it is tough. It is tough coming back here because, you know, beyond all the other stuff, beyond losing people, beyond this, that, and the other, which is all nasty, awful stuff, you feel like this world back here doesn't get you because you've got to go to a different headspace to do the stuff that you've done, that I've done, that other people have done. And then you come back here and people are just, you know, sitting around going about their life and it's very normal. And that, I think it's really, that's the toughest thing I think for so many people.
So true. And you know, what's the answer, right? A lot of times you get down in this hole and it's, at least for us in the military, it's medication, very easy to get medication, things like, antidepressants or stimulants, things to help you sleep. A lot of time, things for pain. I mean, how many of us got injured? You know, I've got a rebuilt spine. A lot of us have. I mean, I'm very fortunate, right? There's a lot of guys missing limbs and way worse off. You know, burned and they're on these meds for, you know, for the foreseeable rest of their life, really. And it's you can go that way for a little while. I think some of it's a Band-Aid. I'd never tell people just to throw all their medications away, but. You know, when you're talking about mixing Adderall and an antidepressant and then an opiate on top of that, like oxy or hydrocodone or whatever it is, stuff that we've probably all taken in the military, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I've seen.
It is. It's just a big chemical cocktail. People aren't even really, you know, you're trying to come back and be who you were, but also a new version of yourself. And then a lot of the people, I've not ever been put on one of those chemical cocktails, but I know several people who have, and you're not even really yourself. You're not even really present.
That's right.
It's disastrous. And there's obviously a lot of health concerns and it still leads to this sickening, awful high suicide rate. Like it still is not ending that. So there's just so many problems with it. How do you guys kind of approach this at All Eagles Oscar? Like what's your method to helping people and then walking them through this process of transitioning, feeling better about where they are, cleaning up their headspace, et cetera?
Well, so our focus, I mean, you know, there's a couple of things that I support, but the main thing that we support is the Brain Treatment Center. And I believe they're called, I have a new name for them. They are Wave Neuroscience. So, but on our website, we have direct links to them. What they do is, you know, when I get a, so what normally happens is I'll talk to a veteran, somebody will hear about us or whatever, or one of the people that, that are a part of our organization will speak with them. And, you know, these people are generally, you know, drug rehab, they're already suicidal. They're having some serious difficulty, whether it's sleep, whatever it is, some kind of mental, you know, disorder, let's say. They take a 10-minute EEG, which is they put a cap on your head and they're looking at your neuron function in your brain, all right, without getting too scientific. After that, these guys, and there's a lot of people doing this, by the way, traumatic or transcranial magnetic stimulation or magnetic resonance therapy or M-wave. I've heard of all of these different names. It's all the same thing. It's a electromagnet that's tuned to a specific frequency. They put it on a specific place on your head. And this frequency has been determined by these scientists and doctors that are looking at the neuron function after an EEG. So that's a lot, but to simplify, 10 minutes with a cap on, you don't talk to a therapist. There's none of that. You can stay on your meds. You'll meet with a doctor. He'll look at all your medications. And what generally happens is, you know, the treatment is about 8 seconds on the minute for 30 minutes a day. That's it. And generally after that, I would sleep for several hours after that. I'd be completely drained mentally and feel physically drained too. But by about week two, I started weaning off my meds naturally. I didn't, you know, I was couldn't wait to get off of them anyway, but I was getting off stuff and starting to sleep on my own again. And, you know, one of the other things that we do with All Legals is we support a program called Exos, which is physical training. And by about week two, when the vet's sleeping again, if they want to, we get them some physical therapy and just kind of a program to start working out again. But really the key is the magnetic resonance therapy. And, you know, you're talking 4 to 6 weeks is what I, generally what a guy or girl will spend there. And that's it. It's very simple treatment. It's expensive. It's about $6,000 to $8,000 per, but, you know, I know that they are working on it to be FDA approved for what we're using it for, but it is FDA approved for depression. And I bring that up because it would be really nice if, you know, the money that we have for medical, like I can go to the VA right now and get Oxy for pain.
Right.
But I can't get a prescription for this or the other things I support, like cannabis, for example, is light years better than any kind of medication I've seen. But that's essentially what we're doing. We have two facilities that we send to. One's on the West Coast, right south of LA. There's actually one in LA now that opened down in Newport Beach, though. And then the other one is in Virginia Beach. And so that's, you know, we're close. We're on both coasts. And so, yeah, man. And it's been very successful for folks.
We're not the only ones
doing it. Which is great because, you know, the line is definitely not getting any shorter.
Right.
But the whole reason we started this is because I was paying for this myself, this treatment. I couldn't get another foundation to kick in. They were all, and there's a lot of foundations out there, especially veteran foundations, like tens of thousands. But they have specific things that they're into. And, you know, I'm all about this obviously, cause it affected my life and I've seen such an awesome effect on other vets going through the same thing. And it's like, I get to be a part of miracles all the time. And really all I do is raise the money and be a good steward with it. But it's amazing stuff, man.
That's awesome. Now, I think it's so important that there's new methods that are being tested and tried out there, going away from the chemical cocktails, going away from all the different opioids, all that stuff. It's just not, regardless of why you're taking them, your body isn't made to take those all the time. And I'm not a doctor, in case anyone had that thought in their head. But like, you just know, like that's common sense stuff. And so I'm glad to see different types of methods out there, different therapies out there. How has the response been for the people that have come through All Eagles and experienced this?
Absolutely amazing. To the person who we've put through. I mean, I won't say everybody's 100% better because what does that even mean? But it's, they get better. What I've seen is people are off their medications that they've been on. I mean, talking about entering some rehab centers to get off some of these, right? And so it really to get off meds, if you have an addiction problem or something like that, alcohol, you know, I've seen people quit smoking, quit dipping. I mean, I dipped for 20 years. Vision has gotten better, I've seen, from this treatment, which is very interesting. I've seen people with seizures, okay? We treated a guy, seizures every day and then no more seizures. So there's something to this. It's amazing stuff. It's non-intrusive. I mean, there's no, you know, you're going through, they put a magnet on your head and turn it on and it feels like a pulse, a little tap on your head. It, a little bit uncomfortable, but for what you're getting back out of it, it's totally worth it. And I would just encourage people to look into this as something that's a viable option because, you know, when I talk to spouses that we've treated, you know, we've treated their spouse, they're like, I've got my husband or my wife back. This is how they were, you know, they're cooking dinner again. They're taking, you know what I mean? They're happy. They're not just this like dead person. That's dead man walking kind of thing. And I know what that's like. There's no emotion. You can't cry, laugh. Nothing matters really. You're just whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I can't tell you enough how amazing it is. What's the name? What's the meaning behind the name?
All Eagles Oscar. So it's the call sign we want to hear coming off the battlefield. We would pass that up. For example, it just means all of us Eagles. I'm sure you remember the challenge and reply. We're all Eagles overseas. And Oscar means okay. So we're just saying that we're all okay. And, you know, it's a call sign of hope.
I love it. Where's the best place, Justin, for people to learn more about? I mean, we've got the website up there. Is that the best place to do that? And how should people get involved and help?
I mean, you can donate right there on the website. I mean, our donors have been amazing. We have people like Infinite Hero, that's the benevolent arm of Oakley. Thank the people that take out your trash, waste management. They give us a grant every year. And then, honestly, it's the people that are donating 40, 60, 100 bucks. You know, I mean, you are saving lives. And so it's really amazing. But that's how we get our help right there. These people that donate financially to us and we're able to put people through it. Because like I said, the treatment itself is expensive. And then, you know, you're talking about moving a person there for a matter of weeks, possibly up in a hotel. So we've got all that dialed in. And there's been some amazing help we've gotten, like I said, from people that are just generous donors. But we're going to continue, man. I mean, like I said, this... the lines are definitely not any shorter. I know that we're making a dent because every life is a dent, right? Every life is a big, and I mean that in a respectful way, right. Meaning like every life is very important. So just if we get one person away from that suicidal sort of path, right? You know, I'm all over that.
Yeah.
So absolutely. It's worth
it. It's just each one has got to feel so good to you guys. Well, I thank you again for being here. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for everything that you're doing. Of course, thanks for your service to this country, but it's continuing. It's continuing with what you're doing with All Eagles Oscar, and we greatly appreciate it and wish you all the best there.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for your service too, man. I appreciate you having me on today.
You got it. Folks, if you're listening to this show, you're very pro-America. You're very pro-military, pro-first responders, pro just – patriots, like that's what you are, with the exception of a couple of you trolls out there. But even you should like what is going on here and what Justin is doing. So put your money where your mouth is. Go over to alleaglesoscar.org, donate, get involved, because it's stuff like this that's really, really important. We can talk about all the politics all the time, but stuff like this is really important. Again, thanks for being here, Justin.
Thank you, brother.
Do you love freedom? Do you love being clean? Then you'll love Hero Soap Company, made in the USA. Chemical and fragrance free. A portion of each purchase donated to veteran and first responder charities. Initial subscription purchase is matched bar for bar and sent overseas to deploy troops. Let freedom clean. Hero Soap Company.
All right, so that was the sit down, the interview with Justin Sheffield talking about All Eagles Oscar, his career, just this everything we talked about at the beginning of the show, how difficult it is to transition and the amazing work that they're doing. That therapy that they're doing, it's pretty awesome. So go again, folks, go to alleaglesoscar.org, check them out, help, donate. We've got to make a difference in this, and we've got to take care of those who go and fight bravely for us overseas. All right, real quick, too, before we let you go, this segment of the show was sponsored by Hero Soap Company. We've got awesome products. You can see them right here on the desk. If you're listening, you can just trust me. They're awesome. They're a veteran-owned company, and they put a huge focus on helping veterans, like the ones that Justin was talking about, particularly homeless veterans, and getting them off the street. They do so with Operation Finally Home. Their soap's off the chains, all natural, made with essential oils. None of the fragrance chemicals that competitor soap brands out there use and are harmful to you, your skin, etc. So go check them out. It's handmade. It's done right in Arizona. So it's here in the U.S. Veteran-owned company. There's literally nothing not to like about it. I use the soap. I love the soap. It's really, really good. So head on over to herosoapcompany.com and subscribe for a no-contract monthly delivery of soap straight to your door and never run out again. Again, that's herosoapcompany.com. Let freedom clean. All right. This was a different episode. We hope you enjoyed it. I know it wasn't as news heavy, but it was really, really important. And we wanted to share it with you. We wanted to share just my experience, Justin's experience, and the awesome, awesome opportunity for you to get involved and help with All Eagles Oscar. We hope you have a great day. And guys, you know, thanking folks is a lot. It means a lot. It goes a long way, and keep doing that. But we really got to pay attention to our vets, and particularly now too, with this craziness going on at home, our law enforcement officers too, all those people who choose to selflessly serve their communities and their country. We appreciate you listening, watching, whatever you did today. We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Have a great day.